a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Alrighty, welcome back into this Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. I go to this party each and every year, Super Bowl week, and it's for a great cause. It's a Dicka and Jaws cigar event, and it's on behalf of the Gridiron Greats. And we always know that Southern Recipes and Rudolph Foods do a phenomenal job with the event and the Gridiron Greats all throughout the year. Now joining us is Mark Singleton and also the Pro Football Hall of Famer in Steve Largent. Gentlemen, how we doing? Welcome to Vegas. What a time to be here.
Yeah, no kidding. It's really fun. You know, I never would have suspected that the Super Bowl fit in the Las Vegas atmosphere so well, but I really think it does.
You know, it is crazy what's happening in sports now. And it's good for our industry and what we do, but it has turned into gambling, and more gambling. And 5 years ago, no one would have thought that a Super Bowl would be here, but we have a hockey team here, a football team here. It looks like a baseball team is coming here. So it's definitely, pretty big.
Yep, it is.
Oh, and it's such a great venue for the NFL. 159,000 hotel rooms here. I mean, This place can hold us. The biggest party in America, the biggest pigskin party in America, I think has found a good home here.
No doubt about it. I'm fine if this comes into the yearly rotation. A week in Vegas, a lot of things can happen, but we'll have a whole lot of fun. Let me start you off with this, Steve. The Seahawks, you know, Pete Carroll was so important for that organization. And I think it caught all of us by surprise, or at least it did with me, when they ended up moving on. Now Mike McDonald's going to be coming on in and Pete's going to be still remaining in a role in the organization. But how did you kind of react to that one when it was announced that Pete wasn't going to be coaching the team?
Well, you know, a lot of people didn't understand that Pete's 72 years old, going to be 73 years old. And, you know, I think that pressed on him in the time when he needed to be all in for the Seahawks. And so I wasn't as surprised as some people were, and was really pleased that he's going to stay on in some capacity with the team. But I think it's a good move by the Seahawks. I think they've got a good coach. We'll see, but I think he'll be a good coach. I think he's got a lot of defensive wisdom, which is where any good team starts to build a team. And so I hope it works out for the best.
And I'll also say this, I think Seattle still is a tremendous destination and they got a good football team. Like you just look at the wide receivers with DK and you have Tyler Lockett. And then at the end of the season, I told him this last year at the draft, I thought Jackson Smith and Jigba was the best wide receiver in the draft, but he really came on strong towards the end of the season.
Yeah, he did. And you know, I think the Seahawks have a number of good targets for their quarterback. But it'll be interesting to see, who will be at quarterback. And I think their offensive line needs some shoring up. But their defense is needs to be reworked. And I think that McDonald will do a good job of that.
All right. Now, here's my favorite part about being on Radio Row with Mark Singleton and Steve Largent. And Steve, welcome to the tradition. We got to talk about Mark's Cowboys. What happened? So, I was getting all these messages from those drama Dallas choking Cowboys fans. Oh, they're going to win. This is going to be their year. This is going to be different. And we get out of the first round this year.
Yeah. Do you know that wide receiver that you were talking about went to my high school? I followed him all the way to our station up in Seattle. It was something. We really were disappointed. I really thought we'd make it past Green Bay. But Man, that was tough. But you know what it really proves to me is every team can beat every team any week.
That is true.
I mean, you look at a DK Metcalf, that guy didn't even exist as a human. I mean, the size, enormous. The strength, the speed.
Yeah.
Debo. I mean, some of these guys are just, I mean, the athletic ability is just amazing. And so I think any of them can beat anybody. I think a lot of it is just preparation.
Yeah.
And you'd know more about this than I would. But, man, we saw some big upsets this year and some things that just shouldn't have happened, like Dallas not getting out of the playoffs. But, by golly, it happened again.
Yeah. But, you know, the two teams that really deserve to be in the playoffs are still in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you're 100% right about it. It was all throughout the year. It was like, all right, the Niners had their three-game stretch where they had injuries and they didn't play well, but they reeled it back in. Everyone else in the NFC kind of tripped over themselves. Philly went from being this great team to then down the stretch could have won a game. But you look at inside the AFC, it was, okay, Kansas City, vulnerable, vulnerable, vulnerable. Yeah. Lamar couldn't do it. The Bills couldn't do it. And it's just like, here we go, another Super Bowl Chiefs.
What that is to me, that's the mark of a good head coach.
Yeah.
A guy that can lead the team through those stormy times during the season and bring the team around to be in the playoffs and to be in the Super Bowl.
So I was extremely excited right before I got on the plane. I went into my lobby in my apartment and they said, you have a package. And I went and I got the package, Mark Singleton. You sent me a very nice several boxes of Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds. And I was shocked when I opened up the box and I was recording myself, you know, put it out on social media. And I'm like, these are all new flavors that I didn't know that you had. And the one that I was most excited for was hot honey, the pork rinds. And you brought some for me today. You know, I was trying to be smart. You're going out Super Bowl week. Here we go. Let me save the pork rinds for when I got back. But I got to try them on the air because the hot honey's become huge on pizza.
Right.
I didn't know you guys were going to do this on a pork rind.
It's sweet heat, man. And I mean, literally, there's science inside your mouth going on. I mean, it's turning on different parts of your brain right now, and it actually releases chemicals.
Wow. That's amazing. Oh, and that's got a good kick.
It's got a good kick.
So how do you like, when you guys create a new flavor, how does that go down?
Yeah, it's so funny. We're watching food trends all the time. We're reading about food trends. We're working with different chefs. I have a James Beard Award-winning buddy that works with us, and we're keeping track of it. So we're trying to stay 2 or 3 years out, like harissa.
That's
might
amazing.
Be something that you see in the future.
Okay.
No one's ever done a Middle Eastern seasoning on a pork rind. I'm also working with some different type flavors. So we're looking 2 or 3 years out. We taste 1,000 flavors. We winnow it down to 12. We put them out. We have a bunch of people that have contacted us over the years called Mary's Kitchen Club.
Mm-hmm.
And we send out samples to all of them. We have them all taste them, give us feedback, and then we get together and launch.
I went to a football game this year in Nebraska, and we had some flight issues. So we had to land in Des Moines, and we were getting off the plane. And the first thing we did, we had to go to a supermarket, you know, get some stuff for the road trip from Des Moines to Nebraska. And I texted you and I said, they got Southern Recipe pork rinds. And I go, this is the greatest delay, the greatest flight problem that I've ever encountered.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the grocery chain up there that you bought those at. You know, we've really done a good job about getting them everywhere. But what we've really done the best job about is getting more people to eat them. Just get them to try them. It's just like you had never grown up eating them.
No,
but now that you do.
They're my favorite snack.
Yeah. It's really been fun to make them a keto Dorito. And the effort here with you guys has been a big part of that. When we started doing this, Zach, I don't know if you remember, only 6% of America ate pork rinds.
Wow.
Yeah, we got up to 24%.
Oh, my friends in New York, but every time I get a delivery of this, they're like, oh, you want to hang out? You want to, you know, have you go over your house, something like that? I'm like, I know you want my pork rinds. I go, I want them for myself. I'm selfish. Sometimes I'll give them here and there.
But this year, I'm going to get them in ShopRite for you. You watch.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I'm going to get them in ShopRite for
From
you.
Your lips to God's ears. All righty, Mark Singleton and Steve Large, before we let you run, the floor is yours. This is my favorite event that we talk about each and every week, each and every year on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Gridiron Greats and all the great work for a very important cause.
Yeah, Gridiron Greats is something that Mike Ditka started. And he saw that there was a lot of players that had kind of fallen under the radar of help, and they need help. And so he started this fund to in an effort to try to help fund those needs that those players who are out of the league now, the league was really built on their backs. And so he started this fund to help those guys with their medical needs, with physical needs, and all sorts of different things like that. And it's something that I support and really think, really believe in, that Mike Ditka just, he hit it on the head when he started this. And I'm really proud to join him.
Well, hey, I can't thank you guys enough. I really do appreciate you coming on, and we'll see you tonight.
We'll see you at the best party in Vegas. Yeah. You can still get tickets at www.gridirongreats.org. You can still join us there at the party. Everybody's going to be there, including Zach and Steve.
Yeah, right. You'd much rather meet Steve, though, than Steve's a better time, I think, than yours truly. All right, we're coming on back from Las Vegas inside the Mandalay Bay Convention Center. It's the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.